This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Monday, August 31st, 2015, worldwide transmission. We're going to be looking at the latest developments with the world economy. We're going to be looking at the latest developments in election 2016. We're going to be interviewing Matthew Heineman, the incredible director of the film Cartelland. That's one of the most daring documentaries I've ever seen inside the government-controlled drug war in Mexico. It did win the Sundance Film Festival Best Documentary Award as well. He will be joining us coming up to look at what could happen in America, what's already happening in the United States under this phony drug war. We'll have strong criticisms of the drug war and strike directly at the root of it. That is helping degenerate our society into a dark age bedlam. Bonnie Hari's launching a new initiative today, the Food Babe, and we've got a bunch of news we're going to break down on the fight for health freedom, the fight to be able to choose the food we eat and the labeling. A lot of breaking news on that front. That said, interspersed with those guests today, I'm lining up right now either at the bottom of this hour or in the fourth hour during overdrive, and if not tomorrow, a gentleman that comes highly recommended by Sheriff Richard Mack and by others who is running for sheriff down in Houston in Harris County, and he can give us the inside scoop on exactly what's going on down there with this police officer, the sheriff's deputy that was shot dead Friday, and it took the mainstream media until today to even begin to say, oh, it might have been racially motivated. This is all the White House. This is all MSNBC, MTV pushing this and triggering mentally ill people to take action. And it goes both ways. We saw the attack that took place with Roof in Charleston killing 9 people. And as this tit for tat begins to snowball, it can get out of control very, very quickly. But why would the social engineers be pushing this? Obviously, it's divide and conquer. But more importantly, they want a brand revolution, not as going after criminals in government, not in actually going for the head of the snake. That's above Obama, the offshore central banks. But to then have revolution be focused on the average cop on the beat. And that's because a revolution pointed at the police will fail. Because it's not a just revolution. Shooting people in the back is discrediting. It's murderous. It's pathetic. I don't care if it's a crazed psycho cop or a crazed psycho racist black guy, white guy, whatever. On its face, I'll have no part of that revolution. I will have part in the new renaissance and a rediscovery of what made civilizations great. I know the ideas I promote will win the fight for the hearts and minds. All I need is a chance to present them to the public, and we'll win. That's why they fight tooth and nail. That's what the Clinton White House papers show at their library that WorldNet Daily sued and got last year. That they're obsessed with stopping alternative thought, controlling the alternative left, controlling the alternative right, to stagnate debate and shut down free speech. And that's what political correctness is all about. So when we come back, The latest, here's from the London Guardian. Central banks can't save the markets from a crash, and they shouldn't even try. All this and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Children start to march. And George Soros is directing them. Problem, reaction, solution. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this 31st day of August, 2015, this Monday transmission. We're going to do a fourth hour of overdrive today. Within the next 2 weeks, we're going to launch the fourth hour live every day, co-hosted by myself most days. But many days, it will be my reporters, their guest, special guest, and others co-hosting the fourth hour. That'll be a roundup of news, the latest breaking news, video clips, special reports. It's going to be very, very powerful. And I'm just getting the reporters warmed up to it. They like the idea, but I'm getting them eased into the deep water of live radio/TV. by having different reporters host the show. So the fourth hour will be hosted by Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, the dynamic duo today. And I was going to have this sheriff's candidate down in Harris County, down in Houston, on myself. But I thought, why not just get him on with these guys? And, of course, Richard Mack, he comes highly recommended from Richard Mack, from a lot of other folks. If you go to his website, he's a former Marine, police officer, you name it. Carl Pittman, he's got the endorsement of Sheriff Arpaio, and he is running for sheriff down there in the county where the sheriff's deputy in the very sheriff department he's running for was just executed, Darren Goforth. So I've been talking via text with Carl Pittman, and it comes highly recommended from retired Army Colonel, filmmaker Chuck Undersea as well, knows him. It was Chuck put me in contact with him yesterday. So it looks like we're going to have Carl Pittman on either in the fourth hour today or tomorrow. The reason I'm excited about it is he sounds, acts just like a David Clark. Really smart, focused, patriotic, not left, not right, a constitutionalist. Says he wants to restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's the type of sheriffs and police chiefs we need in this country. Not little federal minions that basically just repeat the whole Southern Poverty Law Center garbage. Because make no mistake, George Soros has overthrown more than 15 countries in the last 30 years. The last one was Ukraine 2 years ago. George Soros has openly tried to crash the U.S. dollar repeatedly on record. He's proud of it. George Soros is a wanted man in multiple European countries. George Soros is funding the racist, kill the cops, kill the white people, Black Lives Matter movement that is being given so much attention and support by the White House. And that's being done to bill revolution as attacking local government so the feds can come in as the savior. Period. This is a destabilization operation, and many departments are intimidated by this. So they're rolling over and telling the feds, you come in and you tell us how to run our operations and you tell us how to hire and who to fire, and we'll do whatever you say and basically become federalized and embed BATF agents in every major unit. I mean, it's a nightmare scenario. It's happening right now. And this is the intimidation. This is the political correctness. This is the takeover. Are there problems in departments across the country? Absolutely. Is there militarization? That's a problem. Absolutely. But it's the globalists that set up that culture, set it up to fail, give them all the federal riot gear, the MRAPs, the sound cannons, the microwave guns, and then tell them the Tea Party and veterans are the enemy. And then they have the media promote some isolated but truly disgusting events and very questionable events of police officers killing innocent people. And then they project that and make it racial, wrapped up in class envy, a classic bona fide 110% destabilization communist tactic. And if you look at where Obama and Reverend Wright and all these people come from, it is directly out of the Communist Manifesto. It is directly out of Bill Ayers. It is directly out of Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book to Lucifer, who Hillary Clinton wrote a bunch of letters to praising his tactics. How did Obama get his cousin Odinga the prime ministership of Kenya? There was no such thing as a prime ministership. There was an elected president. When he and his Muslim minority couldn't get elected president, Obama told them in an open letter, start riots, don't stop, and they will give you a position in the government. And they did. That's what these tactics are, is terrorism, and I don't use that term lightly, and bullying. True terrorism is violence or the threat of violence for a political or economic aim. Look up the classic definition, and that's what you'll find. And this is horribly evil people with unbelievable wealth. George Soros isn't just worth $10 billion, folks. He's got accounts all over the world. He's well known to be one of these shadow elites. And I use Soros because he's the most visible, arrogant head of all this. But beneath that iceberg tip, there is a giant organization, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with Warren Buffett. There is all the Acorn type groups and organizations. Battleground Texas. All these groups are pushing for a cultural clash, are pushing for a major crisis out of which the feds themselves, controlled by offshore interests, can come in as the saviors. And again, Forbes says that Soros is worth $24 billion. And then it gets into how George Soros is the winner of Obama's war on coal, shutting down almost half our coal power plants. Turns out Soros is invested in the alternatives to that. See how these people operate? They are mafia kingpins. Who else could be a Nazi collaborator, a hound sniffing out hidden Jews and teaching the Nazis the Jewish tactics to hide their wealth and escape, but George Soros when he was 14, 15, and 16? And then not getting in trouble and basically running the Democratic Party today. It's outrageous. And you don't hear a word from the Jewish organizations about it because they're bought and paid for and controlled by the very same interest. It's sickening. Truly sickening. I mean, I've got more videos we could play for you. I've seen more than 20 Black Lives Matter videos from Texas and New York and Missouri where they say, pigs in a blanket, only good pigs have wings, let's give pigs wings, that means angels, you know, kill them. Outright chants, deck the halls with dead cops, la 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 la. And then the cops are being shot, they are being killed on a weekly basis, when they're in their patrol cars, when they're pumping gas, when they're at accident scenes. And all that's going to make the police do is freak out even more and get even more paranoid of people in general, but black folks particularly, to where they will slow roll and will not respond in your neighborhoods, and you'll be fed on by criminals. And yes, they will then be paranoid and will lash out and will be heavy-handed, and it'll create incredible friction and divide and conquer that'll be visited upon innocent people, and that's exactly what George Soros and the Democrats want, because that will then drive you even more to the Democratic Party's rebranding as a pure racial organization, like they were in the days of the Klan, but this time for black people, Hispanics, and others, and they'll coddle, and they'll have TV shows about how you're victims and how they're going to get the bad cops and how they're going to federalize them, when the whole time they played the entire paradigm. And there is a new video out today, Black Lives Matter chant called disgusting by police leader, CBS News Minnesota, David Clark, and they marched yesterday and chanted, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. What officers and others say they find offensive is also protected free speech. When you start saying, kill people, which some of these groups actually said, you know, we need to see dead cops. When that gets pushed, it is no longer free speech. But all that has to happen is the police have to realize that they need to get their house in order in many cases. They need to understand they've been set up. They need to understand that globalization is here. The local takeover of states, counties, and cities is here. And the social engineers need to have a way to, again, brand the civil war they're going to start as racially based, and then that's the smokescreen for the UN and the globalists in phase two to come in with the new reconciliation UN-run government, which is actually being proposed right now, to have the UN come in and oversee our elections, open our borders up, the Pope's coming to speak, probably in the middle of more stock market collapse, more racial tension. You can see all this being lined up right now. And just last week, two cops got shot and killed in racially motivated activity. It's clear. And we see the reporter and the cameraman killed. And the guy wants to start a race war, he says, and the media won't even call it racially based. Can you imagine if a white guy went and did this? You'd never hear the end of it, which we didn't with the Charleston situation, which, again, he said he was doing it because of the race war that he saw from his perspective from MSNBC. So they're triggering both sides to do this. It's an example of mass mind control. We'll be back and tell you where it's all going. Stay with us.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Pigs in a blanket!
Fry like bacon!
Pigs in a blanket! One of the chants heard from protesters is being called disgusting by rank-and-file St. Paul police officers. Police Federation leaders say the threatening refrain is divisive and dangerous and won't lead to improved police relations. As Bill Hudson explains, march organizers say they're not about to apologize.
By most accounts, it was a peaceful march down Snelling Avenue, though intended to disrupt leisure to deliver a message of justice.
We weren't surprised that it was peaceful, but we were glad that everything worked out right.
But along the way, protesters broke into a pointed refrain. What some may find offensive is also free speech. What's ironic here is that marchers were being protected by the very officers targeted in the chant.
Statements and chants like that are just ignorant. You know, I find it absolutely disgusting.
Officer Dave Titus heads the St. Paul Police Federation. He called it dangerous and outrageous rhetoric, especially coming just hours after a Texas deputy was gunned down in cold blood.
I don't think chanting singing chants that are basically promoting killing police officers is peaceful.
March organizer Rashad Turner says there's a big difference between words and actions.
It definitely wasn't a threat. You know, I don't know if they would have received it differently if we'd have said maybe on a stick or something like that. But, you know, we're out there chanting. We're using our voices.
Rhetoric that doesn't appear to have stopped with a march.
All right, that's enough.
Pick out a couple of words or one.
All right, and that is some of the mild stuff that's being pushed. But here's the deal. These Black Lives Matter groups are useful idiots. They're run by the social engineers at the Ford Foundation, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the White House, Hillary. They're all connected. George Soros funds the whole thing. This is meant to create bad race relations. When you're in a restaurant or driving down the road, people beating on your car, blocking the road. I mean, we've had some of the Black Lives Matter thug types, black and white, show up and threaten to attack our reporters. Reporters have been attacked all over the country, including black reporters. It's an excuse to go out and act like thugs. And I'll just say it, you look at the actual Black Lives Matter group, not protesters against police brutality or problems. They're very legitimate. I'll be honest, it looks like a bunch of lazy, stupid, super overweight, dumb couch potatoes. And I'm not attacking folks to get overweight, but on average, those people probably weighed 350 pounds in Minnesota. I mean, they've been sitting around on a couch on welfare, watching TV all day, watching MSNBC, actually believing white people are hiding under the table and are going to come out and kill them. And it's just so sad to watch these spoiled brats who are entitled, including all the little white, politically correct yuppies that I've seen in countless videos, you know, chanting deck the halls with dead cops and pigs in a blanket, you know, fry them like bacon. And I see the comments online, the tweets, time to start busting caps in them, time to start killing cops, you know, people praise on Twitter. Watson's on vacation for the next week, but if our writers want to go to Twitter, that's a story right there. I saw it this morning and this weekend. I forgot to tell you, people praising the dead cop. That'll teach these cops how to behave. No, it won't. It'll make the cops become more militaristic, more paranoid. Again, the central government wants to start a race war in this country, as I've been saying for many years, and they're going to start it right when the economic collapse starts to act like the collapse is caused by the riots, by the destabilization. They'll also probably start a foreign war right when the collapse comes. Notice what's happening off the coast of China. Notice what's happening in North Korea. Notice what's happening in Ukraine. Notice what's happening in Georgia right now. The world is moving into chaos by design. And that's why I get so upset. We need to stop this. This is stupid. All lives matter, and all black lives matter. You want to get upset about some dead black people, maybe a couple hundred black people get shot and killed in questionable circumstances by the police, and that's too many. But I mean, we've talked about it. 50-plus percent of black people never get born in this country. They get aborted, and they're targeted for that. But I can't get any of these leftist black people to care. Because it's too much fun to tune into Al Sharpton and to be manipulated, to be played with, to be absolutely scammed. And for the police as well, I'm going to talk about this in the second hour. Drug culture is bad. Drugs attract bad people. It's got a lot of bad things connected to it. And by making drugs illegal in the 30s, it made it lucrative, it made it criminal, and it made it get worse. And no one can deny that criminal central banks are shipping drugs in and using the drug war to corrupt the police. So we'll talk about problems with the police in the second hour, okay? But the answer is not randomly shooting
cops. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shattered from the sound.
I have worked tirelessly for 20 years to fight the construction of the police state, to stop the globalization of the federal government and the globalization of local police through the federal government. We did succeed in informing the public of the danger, but we failed in stopping the transformation. But just as Homeland Security was set up to supposedly protect us from Al-Qaeda, now our government openly funds Al-Qaeda and ISIS and tells us that Homeland Security is mainly for veterans, gun owners, and the Tea Party, and Christians. And the IRS publicly, openly, nakedly targets and persecutes Christians, Second Amendment groups, veterans groups. There is a war on veterans, on police, on gun owners, on property owners, on Christians, on libertarians, because we aren't compatible with this new collectivist world government system. And that's why it's so wonderful to have all of these different black sheriffs and people running for sheriff around the country who happen to be black, because it absolutely sabotages the narrative that if you're a, quote, minority, you can't be in the liberty movement. Plus, I've heard this particular man running for sheriff down in Houston give a speech. And, I mean, David Clark gives a better speech than, I'd say, a Richard Mack. It's not because they're black. It's because they really get what's going on, and they come across really strong. Because if we ever get the people out there that love liberty together, it's over for the globalists. And I know that's obvious, but that's why they're pushing racial division. It's so disgusting how naked it is. The word is naked. It's so obvious they're doing it. They admit they're doing it. It's so diabolical. It's criminal. It is sedition to spend $33 million in Ferguson alone in the last year and a half to have Soros combined with the media openly trying to create just absolute hysterical, feverish hatred at injustice that is blown out of proportion to where it's the only issue in the world, and then to point that politically at local government, it's so crystal clear what this is meant to do. And it lets you know that we have seen only the beginning. Can you imagine with the Obamacare and the borders open and the power plants getting shut off and the attacks on the Second Amendment outside of law and the funding of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the world government being announced, the lawlessness of the people that have grabbed control of our government? Why are they now in a campaign demonizing state government? Because they know when things get really bad, the avenue to stop it will be the states getting together and saying no to the captured federal government. They know that's the main constitutional avenue, and so they're already preparing it like it's Civil War II in the narrative, where the average Democrat that you talk to thinks 1776 was when the South was defeated or when Hitler was defeated. People think 4th of July. We've gone out in Austin. We've gone out in California. And trendies believe that the American consciousness is the Civil War or is World War II. And then they project our war with the Nazis back onto America and imply that the police and white people are all Nazis. This is the Hollywood narrative, and it's so incredibly ass backwards. But when you've got an ignorant public that can't tell you the three branches of government, that can't tell you the state capital on average, that can't tell you who the vice president is in many cases, there's a new video on Infowars.com that Mark Dice went out and shot in Southern California, where people believe the Loch Ness Monster has been captured and is being held at SeaWorld. This is the same place he goes to the university and to the beachfront boardwalk, where 8 out of 10 people say put gun owners in forced labor camps, where 8 out of 10 people say ban the Bill of Rights for Hillary. And these aren't people that can't speak English. These are articulate people where he goes, yeah, we want to put them in, you know, forced labor camps and take their guns and imprison them. And the Democrat guy goes, you don't tell me, buddy, I'm ready. These are folks lusting after power lusting after political correctness, and they will do whatever they're told by the establishment because they don't have a worldview. They regurgitate whatever they're told. And more of this country is filled with people like this, who are just automatons, who want to sit on the couch and get their welfare check all day. That's the pressure from below. And the pressure from above, the pressure being driven down by the less than 0.1% of the ultra-rich to play the giant unwashed mass off against the liberty, the property, the engine of freedom that's left in this country. This is a consolidation war. And it's so essential for viewers to understand this is not talk. This is not hyperbole. This is not talking points or rhetoric. I do not have the vocabulary to describe to you how real this is and how diabolical this is and how serious this is. The globalists plan to bring in another 30, 40, 50 million illegals, baptize them into socialist communist ideology, Bill Ayers, Bernadine Smith, Saul Alinsky ideology. They will stage terror attacks. They will blame it on the liberty movement. And they will have a purge, and they will arrest hundreds of thousands of veterans, police, patriots, you name it. If we don't get involved and get aggressive, that's where they want to take us. They say they want to arrest us. They say they want to come after us. They say they want to kill us. And this happens in most other countries when they become corrupt and collapse. Why then don't people understand it's happening here? They hate bitter clingers. But if we use their attack to wake people up, we can rally humanity and absolutely defeat them politically. And we're on the verge of that right now. They can feel it. They can see it. That's why you're seeing a bum rush to the finish line, pulling out every stop. And we can't be mad at these zombies that think the Loch Ness Monster was captured, or who don't know what the 4th of July is. Almost everyone you talk to, what's 4th of July? It's when we seceded and then defeated the South. It's when we beat Hitler. That's because that's not taught. That's not in the culture. That's not promoted. It's those ideas that then bore the fruit of more equality later. I want to go to this piece, then we'll get into the economic news. It's just the fact that we're getting police shot every week, sometimes every day, and we've got camera people getting killed and reporters getting killed, and it's all basically racially motivated. And you've got to dig in the media to even find where it's being said. Sheriff blames anti-police rhetoric for killing of white police officer. Well, it's beyond anti-police. It's racist, it's being pushed, and this young man, who was obviously had problems, was manipulated into believing he was doing something valiant. And you've got folks saying, oh, we're just joking talking about killing police. It's all just free speech. And now this gentleman will be sent to death row, undoubtedly, and spend 20 years waiting to be given lethal injection. But let's go to this Mark Dice piece. Then we're going to come back and get into central banks can't save the markets from a crash. They shouldn't even try. Here is the Mark Dice piece.
Probably saw on the news that this morning the hunters did capture what they have called the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie.
Really?
And we're just asking people if they think Nessie should be set free. Is that really fair to keep her in captivity like this?
No, I think they should just let Nessie free. I mean, well, supposedly if they found her, like, that's messed up to keep an animal, like, captured.
You probably didn't check the news.
It's no, really, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, it's, I mean, there's occasionally the marine biologists will find these old animals that have thought to have been extinct, and so they did capture the Loch Ness Monster, 17 foot long Spinosaurus. And a lot of people are saying that it's really unfair to keep Nessie in captivity.
These people
we should let her back into the wild.
Yeah, yeah, I think because it's like, you know, animal rights, like, it's the same thing as humans, like, let them be free, you know? Because it's, like, not right, as I said, that to keep, you know, a special being, like, a special animal, like keep in and, like, show them off to people. It's like, no, let the animal be free and let, you know, other people enjoy the view and let, you know, doesn't be in nature, basically. So,
what's your reaction to the discovery and the capture?
I'm actually surprised because I didn't even know it because I'm not from here, so I never really watched the news, and I'm just surprised that they found a Loch Ness Monster, but they should let, so,
they should let her go free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, that's what we thought, too.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Confirmed authentic today, a Platysaurus dwelling deep within the waters of the Loch.
Really?
Captured this morning.
Really?
Getting people's reactions to this historic find.
They should turn it loose and leave it alone.
Yeah, PETA is demanding that Nessie be set free immediately. You agree with their stance?
Yes. I mean, it's a wild animal, just like any other animal. There's probably another one out there.
Well, his wife or her husband.
Or whatever, yes. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny how man does things sometimes.
We're just ruining everything.
They see something they don't understand, and what do? With it? They grab it, drag it away.
And put it in a zoo.
Yeah.
So we're going to free Nessie, if you agree.
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
On the news today that they actually... I can't do this with a straight face. Well, we were going to try to tell you that they found the Loch Ness Monster to see what your reactions were, but I can't hold it to a straight face. So we're going to go talk to someone else. Thank you. So a lot of people are calling for Nessie's return into the wild.
Absolutely.
In Loch Ness. Do you think it's unfair to keep her in captivity after she was free all these years to roam?
Absolutely. How SeaWorld deals with their orcas in general is disgusting. Watch Blackfish. It's really eye-opening.
Well, this is an extremely endangered species we're talking about.
That's
here.
Even worse.
The only one really known in existence. Is it fair to study her? Or
hit pause. Again, these people are actually smart compared to the usual ones because at least they have an argument for why. It's showing how gullible they are and how they'll sign on to anything. But they've got all these movies coming out about bullying of handicapped kids and stuff. And then I was researching them. There's three major movies coming out in the next year about this, documentaries. Well, two of them are documentaries. One of them is a film based on a true story. And all of it at the end is financed by Soros groups to ban free speech and get hate speech bills passed, where if someone says what you said hurts their feelings, then you don't have free speech. And you notice the feds have directed the cops to try to, like, stop people filming in public as well. That violates the First Amendment. So there's this major war on legitimate free speech. And it's done with this whole politically correct backdrop. You can see the whole video at InfoWars.com. Loch Ness Monster found and captured alive. Absolutely ridiculous. And again, we're just illustrating absurdity there. There's another report. Obama has declared open season on cops. University of Texas removes Jefferson Davis, Woodrow Wilson statues. Obama has renamed a mountain from a U.S. president to a native name. And again, it can sound nice on the surface, but that's what communist regimes do, is start renaming everything. I mean, this is not good. It just sets the precedent that they control reality. Because, you know, the president gets to name things. He's God. Obama makes waves by renaming third largest peak. Bernie Sanders blames financial elite for economic crisis. Incorrectly claims climate change is a major issue for Americans. New York Times, a massive gun grab, only way to impact violent crime. They're calling for gun confiscation. There's another article by Ron Paul. Many blame the crash on China's recent currency devaluation. It is true that the crash was caused by a flawed monetary policy. However, the fault lies not with China's central bank, but with the U.S. Federal Reserve. And Paul's article breaks that down. we've had a bunch of experts on that concur with that in the last few weeks, that it's the Federal Reserve's massive overprinting and issuance of dollars worldwide that's pushing these huge bubbles. We're going to be breaking that down after the break. Briefly, the ultimate energy is not derived out of caffeine or some stimulant. It's derived from giving your body the building blocks it needs. And the number one building block is organic methylcobalamin, vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. Absolutely powerful. It's had a huge effect for myself, my family, and others. Your purchase of Secret 12 helps fund the operation, so it's a win-win. You really cannot lose supporting the InfoWar. Our super high-quality B12 formulation known as Secret 12 is now back in stock, and we're offering for 1 week only 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Secret 12 combines the two most bioavailable forms of vitamin B12 into a single bottle. Get medical-grade methylcobalamin combined with, I can't pronounce it right, in every dropper of Secret 12. The best part, no injections. Take it right under the tongue. B12 is known for its energy-boosting effects, and it really works. I've been taking Secret 12 every morning, fresh energy while hiking, and I can tell the difference. Experience the power of ultra-bioavailable B12 with Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com and read the 5-star reviews from third-party sites below. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today. We'll be right back.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. In some of the other news, Rand Paul promises to shut down NSA data center if he becomes president. We'll convert it into a constitutional center to study the Fourth Amendment. Love that. Continuing here, a Saudi-led coalition airstrike kills 36 more in one day in Yemen, all of them civilians. That's Reuters. Federal appeals court, speaking of NSA, overturns blocking of NSA mass telephone spying. Law allowed the cell collection had been ruled unconstitutional. But they never stopped. They kept doing it. Donald Trump says U.S. treats illegals better than vets. Well, yeah, they don't put out Homeland Security reports saying veterans are the number one terror group. They don't give the vets, you know, free health care, and then you'll get to have their baby for free. The vet might get some, quote, free health care if you can jump through all the hoops, but their wife doesn't. Illegal immigrants, in many cases, not in all cases, but many cases, are treated better than our veterans, who are the greatest people we have, said Trump. And, of course, he was attacked for saying that. That's just some of the news on that front up at InfoWars.com. Here is the big economic news. Central banks can't save the markets from a crash, and they shouldn't even try. Alarming data from China was met with a soothing hint about monetary policy. But treasuries cannot keep pumping cheap credit into a series of asset bubbles. And interesting how this featured article at the London Guardian does not say who wrote it. So I guess that means it's from the editorial board of the Guardian. And you read this, it sounds like something Ron Paul would say, something I would say, as the common sense begins to basically permeate out that you're not going to be able to pump up bubbles with just fiat currency and fiat derivatives and fiat counterfeit instruments, that those won't feed you. Those won't actually power a society. But the globalists that are in control are actively trying to shut down the real jobs, the real farms, the real energy, the real manufacturing base, and only allow economic development in zones that are exempt from taxation, basically controlled by them. This is a takeover. This financial crisis is orchestrated. And as it intensifies, get ready for new calls, for more too-big-to-fail infusions of taxpayer money, which gives the globalists first use of all the fiat money. Then they pass it on to us as it loses value. Like children clinging to their parents, stock market traders turned to their central banks last week as they sought protection from the frightening economic figures coming out of China. Surely, they asked, the central banks would ward off the approaching boogeyman, as they had so many times since the 2008 crash. The U.S. Federal Reserve came up with the goods. The president of the Federal Reserve, the Bank of New York, hinted that the interest rates rise may be expected next month was likely to be delayed. They're going to keep the QE going, as we predicted. A signal that borrowing costs would remain at rock bottom was all it took. And again, they act like the Fed's doing this because we want it. They keep dangling it out there till we beg for it so they can say it's our fault when this all happens. And the article goes on. It's excellent. It breaks it all down. Financial Times reports Beijing's abandoned large-scale share purchases. So that means they're going to let their market go down. And disrupting major ad revenue online, Apple's ad blockers rile publishers. It blocks all the ads on any Apple device. Will be, except Apple ads. By the way, that clearly is a monopoly. Where are the trustbusters to say nobody else's ads?
You
put it on your website, and they block it on their systems.
Visit GCN
Live. So you can only see their ads. That is clearly a trust. The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.